Yeah, it's interesting. His first ever start, Penei Sewell's, was against Bosa, week one. Remember that?
Yep.
Detroit. And he looked like he belonged, even though the Niners were up big in that one. Like, when I watched the New York Giants offseason on Hard Knocks, some of the things that I found to be the most fascinating was when Daboll and the entire crew of New York Giants front office guys are sitting there and they're going through on the whiteboard and the film study with some of the players. Yeah. I found that to be fascinating. And I know a little, like, in terms of learning, forget football, but just learning. Some people learn better in the classroom. Some people can just do it. You know what I mean? They're just instinctual. Some people, it's a combination of both. Some it's visual.
Sometimes
they're
just gamers and lousy practice players. Yeah. Like, there's all these things.
So, but like when you're sitting down in a film room, a film study, are there certain dead giveaways with a player that you kind of know, like, oh, he doesn't understand it intellectually, or he does, you know, right away? What are the telltales, I guess?
Like, I'm watching this kid in Buffalo the other day. His name is Joe Andreessen. So Matt Milano got hurt the week before. So this kid Andreessen got a chance to start. He's a college free agent. Like, I'm not sitting there. Look, Fred Warner is just, he's different than everybody else in this whole business. But this kid's instinct to where the ball was going and how fast he made the jump, like, he made a lot of plays. He had like 12 tackles in this game last week, but against Pittsburgh. But like, he, like, I don't know if he's going to start or not start. They've got a lot of veteran guys in front of him. But this kid, you could just tell this guy, he's got a nose for the ball. Like, his first step read was, whether it's he's reading the hat of the lineman or the formation, whatever it is, something's telling this kid this is where it's going. And then the angle that he took. Like it's early, but he looks like he's going to be a good player in Buffalo.
Wow.
But you're looking for those kind of things. Then you're looking at guys like even Chase, you know, like, what's different today than your rookie year 5 years ago? Not much. You know, you haven't seen, like, the development. But I can show you Max Crosby's first game against Indianapolis Colts, and I can show you Max Crosby now, and I can show you his development.
What about being in the room with that individual and understanding it? Because I think that we underrate the intellectualness of the game.
Completely. So, I mean, I've sat in with over 60 different players.
Okay.
At every position. Like, I remember sitting down with... hang on a second. Just blanking right here for 1 second, but I'll get it to you. Like, I remember sitting down, with Minka Fitzpatrick. So Minka, you know, he's first round pick at Alabama, goes to Miami. And, you know, like, whatever, Miami didn't fall in love with him. They couldn't figure out his position. He gets traded to Pittsburgh on a Tuesday, and he's starting against the 49ers on Sunday. So he's there 5 days, and he has an interception. He's got a fumble recovery and a forced fumble.
Yeah, he was ridiculous in that game.
So I remember sitting with him, and I put that game on. I go, Minka, like, did you even know the calls in this game? He goes, yeah, you know, free safety is free safety. Baldy, like, always play behind the ball. I go, what do you mean? He goes, well, you know, the ball, like, the outside zone's coming. Like, there's no rush to get there. You're 15 yards off the ball. Like, don't let it cut back on you. So, like, that thing, play behind the ball. Like, I've never forgotten that. Like, as a free safety. Like, you've got time to go make the play if McCaffrey turns it up. Mm-hmm. But if McCaffrey cuts it back, like, you're the last guy to the end zone. So, like, this, like, the instincts that a position has. Like, if you talk to Micah about the game, like, people criticize him for a lot of different things, which is ridiculous. But his ability just to freelance and find the football is second to none.
He's so special.
He's just special.
He is special.
Like, I don't want to corral that guy.
Right.
I want to have that defense where if he wants to go inside, well, then, damn it, somebody get outside.
Who's Micah Carver copy of? Is it LT? Is it Derek Thomas? Is it because he's got a little bit of those traits. When I see Micah coming up there, Polamalu.
The freelancing, because Manning said it, like, I would get mad at Polamalu because he wasn't where he should have been. And he would just jump different things and he would do freelancing stuff.
Ryan Clark was out of opposite safety with him. And Ryan's job was to, if Troy did something like that, where he was just going to go and just charge the A-gap from the free safety position, Ryan had to cover for him.
Yeah.
Like, so you got to have, and, you know, and McFadden. McFadden. He had McFadden on the corner. Like, they kind of knew.
Great pull.
They kind of knew how to play. Darren Sharper was like that when he was a free safety. He's got 60 interceptions in his career. Like, you know, certain guys, you learn how to play with them, and you can't take that aspect that, like, Ed Reed had that. So you couldn't, they tried to corral Ed Reed, and they tried to say you got to be here, but these guys' instincts, like, you got to let them play to those instincts.
That's what separates the greats from the good, the cream, the crop right there. Let's take some calls here. Got a couple people online here. Ask Baldy anything. Let's start off with our main man, Adam, in San Francisco. Adam, good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Baldy. Welcome.
Thanks, Adam.
Quick two-part, but the first quick question, since you're in the Bay, I know how much you love the water. If you've done this already, great, but have you taken a dip into Ocean Beach, Baker, Stinson, one of them?
No. The closest I've come is Santa Cruz.
Oh yeah.
Baldy, we're going to get you up to the Russian River one day. We're going to go kayaking down that river, you and I.
Okay.
All right. That's on our list.
Yeah. Like, you know, are there rapids?
Oh, there's no rapids. We're going to be rope swinging it.
Okay.
It's like Deliverance style.
Sounds
we're going down. I got my
rapids.
We're going to have a great time.
No, I'm good in a boat. I'm good.
Yeah.
Adam, what's your second question, Adam?
Yeah, no, and you guys have been talking about Lyman a lot the last, hour, but I really wanted to get your opinion about Dominic Cooney. He, I think, has been named the starting right guard. Yeah. He just looks ready to part. He gets to that second level. He even slides off a box when he's initially blocked his initial man. Like, what do you think his kind of outlook is, moving forward with the Niners or just his NFL career?
I mean, look, I've said it. It's like you just watched my breakdown on him. He just looks like a natural. Looks like a natural right guard. Some guys you plug him in and he's got the size, the movement, the length, the angles in the run game to get to the second level. Like, I haven't seen anything that, like, he's going against Brian Breezy the other day in New Orleans. Like, he's a first round pick and he's a legit defensive end tackle. And he didn't have any problem with him. And when he wires guys up, they're wired. Like, they're not getting off him. So he knows how to use his hands. He's got good feet. Like, he's got a good base. Like, it's hard not to find, it's hard to find a weakness right now with the guy. Like, it's not surprising me, even if Burford and Banks comes back, whatever. Like, it doesn't surprise me that he's been named a starter.
No doubt. No, we still got to get Baldy a ribeye steak. Text line, I missed the first hour. How was Baldy's ribeye steak? Well, we haven't got that done bacon yet. I don't know what your plan's after.
We had a cheese omelet. We had, like, a double order of bacon.
So, what's the plan after the show?
I gotta do this thing with the Giants back at the hotel. And I'm flying down to L.A.
That is a quick little flight.
Baldy, you reference Fred Warner. You bring up middle linebacker in these parts, and it's Willis, Bowman. You know, those are like the gold standards for the position. And Fred's been amazing. Iron Man. You said he's a freak, and he's a cut above everyone else. What exactly? Why is that?
Well, I remember actually talking to John Lynch. His first game was in Minnesota against the Vikings, and I was doing that game that day. So I saw John Lynch, and I'm like, so, who's the Mike linebacker? And he goes, well, Fred's our Mike. Like, and I forget the guy they drafted from Alabama.
Ruben Foster.
Ruben. Yeah. So, Ruben was getting all the pub.
Yep.
But, like, John shut it down right there. Like day one, he's our Mike linebacker. So there's an intelligence. He knows where the ball's going. His ability to, like, get depth in the passing game, to handle all these tight ends and all these slot receivers is rare. But he plays the game so fast. Like, his hits are as hard as anybody's hits. Like, his ability to go make plays at the line of scrimmage, to blitz, like, he just plays the game so fast with not an ounce of hesitation.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
He does.
Like, in terms of, like,
if you just put Patrick Willis in a Hall of Fame, like Fred, and the other thing is, like, I know, like, Patrick came in, he was first team all pro his first year, and 5 of his 7 or 8 years he played. Like, Fred Warner is that guy right now. You can say Bobby Wagner, you can say Roquan Smith. He's better than all of them and has been. But is he a Hall of Famer? Yeah, he is. Like, I don't know. Like, he never missed a game at BYU. He's never missed a game with the 49ers. I don't know if he missed games in high school or not. I doubt it. Like, the ability to, like, it's just an amazing quality. A guy that can just line up and play every play, every game, every year.
He's a presidential. Well,
you mentioned him hitting people. I thought the Pittsburgh game was over the minute he hit Najee Harris in Pittsburgh in the game you were at.
Yep.
He hit first quarter, boom. Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, this game might be over. I mean, he shut it down,
like,
there.
Literally, I could break down Fred Warner every game.
I mean, he's unbelievable.
Like, his ability to recognize, to see it. And then, look, I hope Trey gets back healthy. But I remember talking to Fred before that Pittsburgh game. I'm like, how many years is it now for you and Dre? And I'm like, has it been 3 years? He goes, Baldy, we're starting our 6th year together.
Wow.
Like, nobody has a tandem of inside linebackers with that much game experience together.
Let's take this call real quick. Benzo and Napa.
I want to get back into that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I want to go down that road.
Just
with
the minute that Dre came off the field, I want to get into that.
Benzo, Napa, what's happening?
What's up, guys?
What's up,
awesome
baby?
Show. Love when you got Baldy on. What a legend to be able to speak with. So I got two parts. There's like a food thing going on. So I want to ask Baldy just in general, because I'm from New York, and I'll get to that in a second. Where are the best chicken wings?
Well,
like, where have you had the Buffalo. Best chicken wings?
You go to Buffalo, and, you know, I mean, that's the home of the Buffalo wing. So, you know, probably Buffalo is the best place.
All right. Yeah, I'm from the other side of New York. We got really good chicken wings up there. I was just wondering.
What's the other side?
Here,
what's
the other side? Now, it's been like...
What's the other side? Montauk, Long Island? What side are you talking about?
No, like Vermont area. I'm like right next to it. Albany, okay. New York, right up the north way.
Eastern New York. All right, I got you.
New York Giants territory.
Okay.
So yeah, I wanted to ask on the next side of it is... I've lived in the Bay Area for a while. I like the 49ers quite a bit. I really like the rivalry that's always kind of been East Coast, West Coast, Giants, Niners. But, man, my Giants can't show up. And I don't know when they're going to. I'm so happy they got rid of Saquon Barkley because they were just beating that guy up. And now he went to the Eagles. And my question for you is, what do the Giants got to do? I know the show's out. I've been watching. They just still seem like a mess to me. Daniel Jones seems like, should have never been in that position in the first place. They bought into him. And I just want to be out here in the Bay rooting for the Giants, seeing all my 49ers friends and having a good time again. How far out are we on that?
Well, I mean, look, as bad as Daniel Jones was to start that game last week, the offensive line played very well. And I think they actually got five legitimate starters right now. So Illuminar's been a good pickup. John Michael Schmitz is healthy right now. Andrew Thomas is a stud at left tackle. If they can stay healthy up front, I think Motor Singletary is going to be just fine. But Malik Nabers is going to be a star in this league. He's going to catch 100 balls this year.
Wow.
So, like, he's going to be a star. Like, the guy is, like, you can't take your eyes off number 9 when you go to practice.
Was he the most impressive receiver in this draft class to you?
I loved Rome.
I loved
everything about Rome.
I loved all three Washington receivers.
Yeah, I mean,
McMillan was sweet.
Jalen McMillan.
That's what I'm
saying.
Where's
he at? He's at Tampa.
They were raving about him the second week of camp. Like, he's their slot receiver.
Oh, my gosh. That's scary.
Oregon,
yeah, that is scary.
Washington Pac-12 championship game at Allegiant Stadium. And the way they spread you out, the running back was very good, but the way they spread you out, and he just picked them apart. Each guy was winning these one-on-ones on the outside. It was a very high-level game. I actually thought it was the best the Pac-12 has looked for, like, in a long, long time. I do want to get back to the Super Bowl with Dre Greenlaw, because when you go to games, I do feel like you get that zoomed-out view, and you just get to see more movement of more players. You know, being on the couch is great and seeing the game, but it's kind of zoomed in. Mm-hmm. You don't get to see how a defense kind of bends to different guys out on the field. Me and B... we're watching the Super Bowl. We're up in the press area and, you know, trying not to root and whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm watching after Dre Greenlaw walked off the field. And I'm not trying to pick on these guys, but Oren Burks and Dominic Flanagan Fowles and Gibson, they didn't know where to line up.
Yeah,
there was confusion before every snap. There's Travis Kelce and no one's guarding him. I mean, there was a variety of issues, but it felt like the second Dre walked off that field, they were in full chaos mode defensively pre-snap.
Well, you saw Fred's reaction, you know, when he went down. I mean, I think it was the 11th play of the game. So you saw Fred's reaction. Now, that's his, I mean, they're partners in crime. So the way that they play off each other, like, they don't even need to communicate with each other. And especially if you're in some sort of man zone type of defense where, you know, one guy's got the back, one guy's got the tight end, or they're dropping in the cut. Like, they just play off each other so well. And if you don't have that guy next to you, and that guy's having trouble lining up because he hasn't played a lot of snaps, or Kansas City's got a lot of pre-snap motion, whatever it is, like, it's just not going to be as efficient as you're used to seeing.
Yeah, you got me thinking about McMillan and Tampa Bay. I didn't know he landed there with Mike
Bucky
Evans
Irving
and Goblin.
Both those kids from Oregon.
That
guy is going to be a Pro Bowl.
You're right about Greenlaw. He set a tone in that Super Bowl. You knew right away. He does this thing where he hits the helmet, Baldy. I'm saying, Greenlaw, why do you always hit the helmet?
He plays the game on the edge.
Yeah, he does.
He just plays on the edge. Like, I know some people think, like, he's had some hits, he's been flagged, and you can throw the, you know, that D word at him, whether it's dirty or not, but he plays on the edge.
What was the I think it was Parcells and Tuna were talking, and he says, you know, you got to have players with character, and then you got to have characters who can play.
Right.
And I put Dre in the characters who can play category. You got to have the right balance.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? But not everybody could be a choir boy.
Right. No. And you don't, like, that's the beautiful thing about football is, like, honestly, the locker room takes them all in.
Yeah.
And if they can play, I mean, that's why we give some guys a second or third chance. If they can play, then you almost have to play your way out of there.
No doubt. No doubt about that. More coming up with Baldy. Our last segment, Ask Baldy Anything, 888-95.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.